This is a podcast for the MA in Online Journalism by Distance Learning at Birmingham City University.
The web is not television, and the web is not radio. A podcast is different from a radio broadcast. YouTube is not BBC One. And these are really important points to begin with when you start to look at multimedia online. When many news organisations first started to produce multimedia content for the web, they reached for familiar objects and tools. They built studios in their newspaper offices. They went out and filmed vox pops. They produced, basically, broadcast journalism. But the web is not broadcast. And as news organisations have made mistakes online and as they've learned what works in video and audio and other multimedia forms, they've learned lessons about how to best tell stories online using multimedia. The first point to make about this is that the web has different production demands to broadcast journalism. If you're a broadcast journalist, then you have to produce video for the television broadcast that evening or that afternoon. If you're producing radio, you have to get audio interviews, you have to get media material. But as we've discussed previously on this module, part of a content strategy for online publishing involves making an active decision whether you're going to use video as a medium, or audio slideshows, or maps, or just text, or one of many other possibilities in terms of media. So you're not restricted to having to produce video. And the first decision you should make when it comes to multimedia is, does this story, does this issue, does this person justify the investment of time and resources that multimedia is going to require? And in one of the further podcasts this week, I'll talk a bit more about those considerations. But in this podcast, I want to focus specifically on the way that online multimedia differs from its broadcast counterparts. So the first point here is about production considerations and the fact that the medium, first of all, has to be justified. It's not a given as it is in broadcast. The second difference with broadcast journalism is the way that people consume the journalism product, if you like. So in television, people will typically watch a television broadcast sat at home, perhaps at a particular distance from the television screen. The television screen is of a particular size. They may be doing other things like eating food or talking or on a laptop. So it's often said that television is a lean-back medium. It's something that you let wash over you. And radio has a similar set of consumption practices, if you like, around it. Radio is often listened to in the car on the way to work or possibly on the radio as you're washing up or you're decorating or doing something else. Again, it's something that is ambient and that you're not necessarily participating in. You tune in and out. It's also something that happens at particular times. It's scheduled. Although on-demand television and radio is obviously changing that. But when it comes to web audio and video, the consumption is very different. The workplace, for example, again, as we've discussed previously, is a really important site of consumption of news online and video and audio. So if people are watching a video online, they may be sat at a desk watching it on a desktop computer. The monitor is likely to be smaller than their computer screen. Within that, the actual video may be in a smaller window still. And because they're not sat in a comfortable kind of lean-back situation, then they're going to be less patient with your content. And that has an impact on the length, for example, as we'll cover later on. It also provides opportunities for them to interact with your content. They might want to pause it, they might want to comment on it, they might want to share it. And again, that will have impacts on the decisions that you make in terms of how you produce it. So the lean-back nature of television and radio is very different to the lean-forward nature of online video and audio. And likewise with audio specifically, when you're looking at podcasts, people may be listening to it on their headphones at a particular time. They may be at the gym, they may be walking to the train station or doing something else, where they're more absorbed in the audio than they might be with a typical radio program. Now, these consumption practices are still in flux. The iPad and tablets generally are introducing a different way of consuming online video and, to a lesser extent, online audio that may come to dominate the way that that is consumed in future. We don't know yet, but at the moment it's not a significant enough part to play a really major role in how we produce video. But it's something to bear in mind for the future. Likewise, mobile phones are probably a much larger factor, and certainly with podcasts they can be particularly important. And with micro podcasting, with services like Audioboo, mobile is likely to be an even larger site of consumption, a larger place where people consume online audio. We start to see a proliferation of devices in terms of how people consume video and audio and other multimedia content. We've got desktop computers, we've got mobile phones, and we've got tablets. But all three are lean-forward experiences, very different to traditional television and radio. And that has an impact on the content that we produce, as we'll explore in the next podcast, where I talk about the basic principles of multimedia and online production.